Morning. Hey. Welcome, welcome. Love, love, love. So let's take that breath, settle back, get comfortable, right? And rest back in the truth of your own being. Stillness, silence, loving presence. Recognize there is but this one reality, and that infinite reality is being. Realize you are not separate from the nature of oneness. And recognize only life is in fullness and completeness. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness. Life, being, the universe, all is perfect. See clearly. There is only essence, only freedom. Let us listen from the heart. There is one presence, one infinite, unborn, formless presence. And the you that is you is that. You are the wholeness and completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Be still. Okay. Well, I have to tell you, there were no ideas at all for this morning. I listened all week, just as always, listening, paying attention, resting back. And nothing came. And all was just still, and all was just silence. Whenever I sat, whenever I was paying attention to listening, it was all silent. So I thought, well, that's it. That's it. Perhaps that's the way to go. That's the way to go today. And to be in the understanding, I am the silence. And I am the witness to the silence. So that's what we're going to do. Right? So what is it to be still? Okay. And what is it to be silent? Being still and being silent. In our beginning, it is a matter of clear seeing that the thoughts and feelings and sensations are the happenings of the moment. And I am the witness to what is appearing. The happenings are life flowing. And I witness What is appearing? Now, we can declare ourselves to be God, and that is true, to be pure consciousness, and that is true. And we can declare to be the source and the supreme presence, and that is true. But in the end, those are only words. And without really any meaning. But what they are pointing to the silence. So we don't get silence, we don't become silence. We are it. So we take the term God, and what is God? God is love, and God is beauty, and God is immortal and eternal. And we add more words to that. But again, the words are but pointings. All of our meditations, think about this, all of our listening and all of our reading is for that one goal, so to speak. Learning to be what we already are. The silent witness. Amen. Right now, what's taking place? There is a witnessing of listening, and there is a witnessing of speaking. And witnessing of pictures on a screen. So witnessing is going on all the time. And this is what our spiritual journey, our the deep yearning or that deep longing or that desire. We seek the stillness. We seek the quiet. We seek this silence. Somehow innately we know that is a naturalness of our being. And we seek to experience it, we seek to discover it. I mean, how many of us started on our way just because the mind was so busy and we were looking for a way to get the mind quiet, to get the mind still? We wanted the stillness. And how have we learned to do that? How have we learned? We learn by taking a breath and turning back within. That simple, simple step. Breath, turn. And it is that turning, it is that letting go, that brings about that clear seeing. And the clear seeing is to recognize that thoughts about being a separate person with an ego and that everyone else is the same as that, to see clearly that that is not truth. And then ask yourself, then what else is there to really recognize? What else is there to really understand? To recognize I am not body mind. There is no one that is a body and a mind. Study that, I ponder it, I contemplate it, and I see clearly. I see it clearly. What else is there to recognize, to be aware of, to know, and to understand? What other knowledge do we need it's like a recipe. All that is needed is to be shown the way by having a recipe, right? That's all I need. I only need the recipe, and then I follow the instructions and I gather up what is needed. I have the recipe. Sit, be still, take a breath, go within. I've got the recipe. I gather the ingredients and I practice the recipe. I'm being shown what to do to get to where I want to be by following the recipe. So in this recipe, all that is needed to make the cake, I have. I gather it up. I've got it. I've got the little instructions. I've got the ingredients, meaning the wisdom, the knowledge, the ability to take a breath. I have that, I've gathered that. And I see how it all works and I follow the instructions. I do not need to know how the flower is grown. I don't need to know how that flower is harvested. Don't need to know how it is ground. And I don't need to know how it gets to the store. I have what I needed for this recipe. I don't need to know how the eggs come about or how they get to the store. I don't need to know where the sugar cane grows. Don't need to know where it came from. I don't need to know how the sugar cane is processed in order to use the sugar. I have all the knowledge. I have everything that I need. I have a recipe, a few steps to follow. So everything is there And it is pointing on how to use what I have. Well, what do I have? I don't need to know how I came to be. I don't need to know how consciousness came about. Don't need to know why consciousness came into being. I don't need to know definitions of spiritual interpretations. I have everything I need already. Okay. And what do I have already? I have the grace of being. I have the intellect of the infinite to use. To use this mind to find a way out of the labyrinth of thoughts and false beliefs, I have the grace of being and the intellect of the infinite to do that, to fulfill the recipe of awakening to awareness. And if you're paying attention, this grace always leads, follows the recipe, always leads to the within and to the silence. Always. This intelligence, this knowing, this grace doesn't lead anywhere but to the withinness of self. So we have the recipe of awakening, and we have everything that we need. So take a breath. Get comfortable. And just flow down into the stillness of being. There's a breath coming in and flowing back out again. There is a stillness. There is an opening and a vastness, each breath opening, taking a breath, just turning within. Flowing with the breath, turning within. Nothing else is needed. Everything is already here. Just giving attention to the breath in its flowing And just being the stillness that we seek. We do not become stillness. We do not become silence. We are the silence. And after a minute or so, you may recognize the thoughts are still. They have become quieted as well. Perhaps not gone, but there is a stillness about them. There is a vastness. That is present. And the thoughts do not come to disturb. It is just the naturalness of a flowing, of a coming and a going. If they had a purpose at all, it would be for us to see the fallacy of them. So we witness them. We're resting here in the heart. In the stillness of self, in the silence of being, and we witness. We witness the sound of a voice. We witness the little traffic of thoughts. We may be witnessing a temperature. Maybe it's chilly. Or warm, but we are witnessing. We're not engaging. And we may become into an awareness that it would actually be more of thoughts, engaging thoughts. Because there is not a person present to have the thoughts or to engage them. So then, what is going on? It feels like I engage the thoughts, that I think the thoughts. But that is the fallacy of the thoughts. Stating that there is an I to engage them or not engage them. Remember, you are the presence of awareness. Witness to the very flowing of life. And life involves appearances. Thoughts are appearances. Feelings are appearances. Sensations of body and mind are appearances. You are the presence of awareness to them. You are the witness to them. Not the creator of them. Watch if any thought is rising now. If there seems to be the act of engaging of thoughts, take a breath. And step back, so to say. Witness the thought. Again, it may sound as if you are thinking these thoughts. But as you take a breath, make a space, open up space. Thoughts are out there, like a billboard, an electronic billboard. Step back, witness. No matter what they are, no matter how lofty they seem to be, no matter how degenerate they seem to be, it doesn't matter. They're flowing by. You are the witness, not the thinker. You are not the thinker. You are not the doer. You are the awareness. So when you take that breath and that little step back, recognize, I am the witness to this. There is no me present to engage thoughts. It is only a sequence of thoughts appearing to engage thoughts. It is only a sequence of thoughts appearing to engage thoughts. I remain the witness, not the thinker and not the doer, and certainly not the creator of thoughts. I am witnessing an appearance. Just as I would witness any appearance of objects, I also witness the appearance of thoughts, feelings, and sensations. As I am neither body nor mind, I am not the thinker nor the doer. Okay. We are awareness. And so let's watch any thought that comes up just for a moment. Did you not just witness it? Just as any other appearance, to open your eyes and you witness maybe a lamp, or you witness a window, or you witness a wall, you witness perhaps even a tablet and a pencil, or you witness a cup, and you close your eyes, and you can be the silent witness as well to the thoughts and the feelings and the sensations. Remember, they are objects, just as the cup or the book or the lamp. So can you recognize that you are a silent witness to every appearance that comes to your awareness? There are thousands of them throughout every day. And when there is that resting in the heart, there is not a desire to engage, the thoughts, or to engage a feeling with a story when we are resting in the heart of being. And this knowing, this step of practice, this coming into a realization or a knowingness of this witnessing, this too will pass. And we will witness these until there is emerging. Emerging into self, and then there will be no more witness and no more witnessing. All these steps, and they are just steps or practices, all lead to the same place. When in the witnessing, you see that there is but a subject and an object. That's common. That's naturally what we do that. But as this witnessing goes on, and as that space expands and expands, and we sit as this silent witness, too will merge. Oneness. No subject, no object. Emerging into the melting of oneness. Okay. But again, that's what our practices are for. To be pointed in this direction. to follow the pointings. Until there is no subject and no object. Okay. And we rest in that. So that is what our theme for today became, the silent witness. So how does that feel for you to recognize, to make this space, to be witness to the thoughts and not be entrapped by them, or even worse, anymore enslaved by them? I think we're all pretty much past that point. But we never know who might be listening, right? And it's always helpful. So we're down to comments and questions.
Thanks, Mary. I really understand it now. I really, when you were talking about like the window and the objects, and compare that to the same thing with thoughts, it's like, yeah, that was the missing link. I'm really, really, and that we are not our thoughts. We are not thinking. They are just like coming by. That this was really, really, yeah. I think this is what I've needed. This is to hear that it resonates. It makes sense. I've visualized it. I felt it. And that stillness within and the object and subject, that was marvelous. This is what I'm going to listen to again and again. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Mary.
Yes, good morning, love.
Good morning. That was really wonderful. And I've been, I saw something that I don't think I've seen before, that witnessing is not identifying. And I think that really, changed something. It was this week I've been, I went back to your talks from the first of the month. First of the year. I've just been listening. And what came to me, what rose to the top always is clear seeing. And today this is like another veil has parted. Yeah. It's been great. And I'm really glad I re-listened to those.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was very, very helpful. The other thing that stood out from my listening to them this week was the question you asked Ingrid a few weeks ago, to ponder why are we conscious? Why? And, that was another very opening thing for me.
could do the same thing with witness.
What?
You could do the same thing with witness. Why
Yeah.
by the witness?
Yeah. That really helps. And then I write on it and it just has,
Yeah, I've written volumes.
yeah, volumes. And but it really helped me to start at the beginning of the year because you have had a different theme this year. I don't know. It's just, it's maybe it's my interpretation, but
No, you're correct.
I'll feel it. I'll ponder, why am I witnessing?
Why am I the witness?
Why am I the witness? I think I'm gonna, I think I'm also gonna ponder, why am I the river?
Is there even a river, though?
Inside. Is there even a witness? Thank you, Mary. I will continue to listen each week.
Well, when there is the merging, obviously there would be no witness and nothing being witnessed. But all of our practices lead to that merging, and that's the term I'm using as a pointing. All the roads lead to Rome. You know, all of the pointings lead to that. And the witness can, as you go deeper and deeper into the witnessing, different things might rise up, different, whoa, I don't want to go there type of thing might rise up. But keep going, or let me know and I'll talk with you about it. But yeah, it can be a little daunting when you drop down deep in to what it is.
You know, I just thought of the river merges in the ocean and it loses
It
its
loses
riverness, its riverness.
it loses
So
itself.
it loses
At
its
that point, it is no more.
identity as, yeah, it's no more a river.
It is no more what it presumed itself to be.
Right. Yeah.
There is a merging.
Yeah. It's not even a letting go. It's emerging.
That's what we call it. That's the word for the pointing. But it's,
Merging.
yeah, but it's past the words, but you all know that. Anyone else? Comment on on our little excursion here through our
Can I ask
recipe.
something
Through our recipe.
to what Kate's just said? And I think from the ocean, if I'm right in saying this, when you get the water vapor coming up and the clouds, those clouds are like thoughts, and then they go back into their source.
Okay. That's a good analogy.
Well, that was Rupert's one actually, something like that, you know, clouds vaporize and then come back to their source, you know, something like that. But I just wanted to say the why are we consciousness question really helped me immensely as well, because I was embodying it, and I'm going to do it with this one as well. Why am I the witness? I think that will that's going to be a challenge, but with this listening to the recording, you know, in the week, I shall Do it a few times, I think, and see what comes up. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Mary, is the question why is there a witness or why am I a witness?
Why is I a witness?
Why is I? It's a big difference
Yeah.
because if I say I am, that's not, I mean, I'm not the, Kate is not the witness.
Correct, because there is no Kate.
Thank you.
It
It's very important to get those words clear. Those
seems to
questions.
be as if Mary is witnessing something, but I think at this point that you guys have come to an understanding that I'm not the body nor the label that was put upon it. So to recognize, even if the words were being spoken, I am the witness, you there would be an understanding that it's not Mary that's being spoken about. So you can say, why am I the witness? Why am I the witness? When you're speaking from the I of being, why is the I that I am the witness? Is that more, is that helpful that way?
Yes, it sort of answers my
Why am
what
the
I,
I that I,
yeah.
why is the I that I am the witness?
Because that's what I had been doing. I had been thinking Kate was the witness, and then I got identified with what I was witnessing. Oh, this is very clarifying. Yeah,
Okay,
because I didn't.
start your inquiries with I am not the body, I am not the mind,
Right.
and I am not the label that's been placed upon this body form. So start from that position.
Start from the I that I am.
Yeah, start from the right position.
And starting is a very important place to know where you're starting from, not only in this.
We're always starting from the I that I am. Because there isn't any other I. It gets confusing. And dot those I's. Yes, Lynn.
I've got a question. Sorry, it's just come out. It's just popped out. So, say I'm crying and I'm really upset about something.
Hold on, let's start this. There is crying happening. The body is crying. I have never cried. I.
So the body is
The
crying.
body is crying.
Why would the body cry?
I don't know. Maybe it just feels like crying.
So it's like a vibration, is it? It's like an expression, the crying.
Okay. What is the question? Okay, you started out by claiming I am crying.
I the other day I was triggered and I felt like crying, but I realized that I felt it as a vibration and not a happening because there was no me for this to happen. And that really helped with that emotion that. Awareness cry, would it? So it's the body that is the layers of this pent up. Expression or this energy needs to come out, express itself, release. So, yeah, I'm not too sure on
Can I share something about that, Catherine and
Yes.
Mary?
Yes, please.
So,
Please. Yes, love.
I've been reading The Spiritual Journey, Joel S. Goldsmith, very, very slowly, very methodically, because it's truly a spiritual journey. It's not about his life at all. It's about his spiritual unfoldments that came through him. And he had a night, he calls it the most mystical night of his life. Happened in 1948. His first thing was in like 1928. So this is like 20 years later. And he woke up in the middle of the night. I don't know if this has anything to do with what you're talking about, Catherine, but I just to share it since I just have been reading it. And he had a very mystical night. Where something came through one time. It was his ordination. He called it his ordination. And it came through one time as an ordination. And then he was told to write it down. It came through very slowly so he could write the whole thing down. Wrote it all down. Then he gave it to the class that night. But and I can read you, it's not a big section, what happened with the weeping and the crying. It might help you. I mean, if you don't mind, Mary. Okay.
Okay.
Sure, with that.
So, I'll just read this one page. It won't take long. It'll take me a few minutes. My wife came up for a few days for the close of the class, and that night I retired and eventually went to sleep. Along about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened, and an inner urge told me to get up. As I did so and sat up in a chair, I was flooded with a message. I sat there and listened to every word of it. Never have I heard such words. Never had such a message come through me before. It held me spellbound. I didn't think it up. I heard it. I felt it coming through. My wife awakened and wanted to know what I was doing, and I said, "You must lie there quietly. Something is coming." As she had had that experience with me before, she knew enough to be still. After this came the voice that said to me, "Now write it down." I went to the desk and I wrote it as it came again, word for word, slowly enough so I could write it down. Then it, capital I, said, "Give this to the class tonight. And this is the message that is ordination." This is the part I wanted you to hear. When I had finished writing, I can hardly tell you what happened. All I know is I began to cry, and Nadia told me that the stirring within that came with that ordination lasted until 6 o'clock in the morning. Why? After a person has been talking, contemplating, and thinking about God continuously, one gets into a depth of meditation where we touch the place that Jesus called the kingdom of God, the realm of God within. Then it begins to unfold and reveal itself as an inner communion. But it takes someone so completely out of this world that sometimes coming back into the world, there may be a period of weeping and crying. And I don't know if that applies at all to what you experienced, but I just Thank you. There's some words I missed. They went, they didn't
Me
come.
too. Me too.
I probably just only have one
I
ear
couldn't
in.
hear it all either.
Yeah.
Oh,
Got.
okay. Well, I'll just read that one part, last part. When I had finished writing, I can hardly tell you what happened. So you kind of got the gist that this came through this
Yes.
night of
Yeah.
ordination.
Yeah.
All I know is I began to cry, and Nadia, that's his wife, told me that that stirring within that came with that ordination lasted till 6 o'clock in the morning. So he was awoken at 3. So it went on for 3 hours. Why? After a person has been talking, contemplating, and thinking about God continuously, he gets into a depth of meditation where you touch the place that Jesus called the kingdom of God, the realm of God within. Then it begins to unfold and reveal itself as an inner communion. Takes you so completely out of this world that sometimes on coming back into the world, there may be a period of weeping and crying. And then that night he gave the lesson on ordination to the class because he was told by the voice to do that.
Oh, thank you for going over that last bit. I could hear that really clearly. God,
yeah, I just felt like it might help you because sometimes, like Mary says, the body cries, but we don't. I feel like this is part. Oh, am I? Oh, I'm not on mute. Yeah, I just felt like I wanted to share that. Anyway, I don't know. Just came to me.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
So that. Let's take that one more step. The understanding that the body has the label of Joel, but the body is the instrument for the presence of consciousness. Okay, so it was all consciousness. Consciousness was brought up the body at 3 in the morning. Consciousness went to the desk. Consciousness got out the pen. Consciousness wrote down the class information for that evening. It is all consciousness so that we don't fall into the common analogy that there was a Joel that a voice was speaking to and gave Joel some kind of special something. Okay. Is that, that's all?
He'd be the first one to tell you that.
I just want to.
Because in his last class, he said, you've never seen Joel. You've never known Joel.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he was very clear about that.
Yeah. And that happens along the way, the pointings, the practices, the meditations, the development of clear seeing, it all brings about the dissolution of being the body and being the label that's on the body. It's like you can't, look in the mirror and you don't recognize what's there. There's just no attachment that dissolves away. It's like our classes when the body sits quietly and there is a listening happening. And then oftentimes, even at maybe 6 o'clock in the morning, typing up some notes, making little things about what could be spoken of, and then but that is consciousness using the body to express itself. Just as consciousness is using those body forms that you're viewing on the screen to express itself and to know itself as consciousness, it requires the form. Consciousness requires the form to know and understand that it is consciousness. So it goes on with you guys. Just as it did with any say, be it a Joel, be the body called Joel, be the body called Rupert, be the body called Muji, be the body called Sri Nisargadatta, be the body called Sri Ramana. It doesn't matter. The body form is an instrument of consciousness, not of a person. Okay. Just so we don't. Yes, love. You got a question?
No.
Oh.
That was the mistake made with Jesus as well, though.
It's made with every individual ever in expression.
Because Jesus
Because the
said, why
one
callest
viewing.
thou me good? You know, why callest thou me good? That was the question we all need to ask. There's neither good nor bad, neither. That's the one root that we gotta root out. You know, there's nothing that's good or
There's nothing
evil
good or nothing
yeah.
evil.
So why thou callest me good? Jesus said that.
Right.
But that was the one thing we don't hear in the, you know, everybody wants to put Jesus on this, that Jesus did it, but we can't do it, or Joel, you know, that's the one stumbling block in all. You know, anytime someone's trying to bring this out into expression so that we can all have a recognition of that and the realization within, the experience within. It's always the pointing. That's where you're pointing this is to inside, you know, to our own being, that we are that. I am that. Yeah. Yeah. That's always the stumbling block though, is to
Right.
put a person
Right.
out there. It's always been the stumbling block.
And yeah, in the Christian religion. Yes. Yeah.
Don't you think in all? I mean,
oh.
Well, you just mentioned a bunch of other names that aren't Christians.
Right. But they have the expression of consciousness in they're considered, you know, as many would consider Joel, you know, a mystic. They too are considered mystics, but they're still not the name that's on the body form. It's still that body form is still an instrument of consciousness. And that's what I said. And then just as these body forms that we see here on the screen, they're not person, they're instruments for consciousness. There's no persons there. And when we get to the understanding there's not good and evil, well, that might come through if you get into a philosophy of non-duality. You begin to see why
Well,
there is.
yeah, that too, but also impersonalization. The
That is,
impersonalization and
that
the
is in
nothingization is, yeah.
That is in that philosophy of non-duality. Because there could be no me and there could be no you, and that concept is required in order to have personalization, that there be a me and a you. But in the understanding of non-duality, there is no me and there is no you. And in the living of that, in the keeping that in the heart and resting in the heart, then there's no longer being seen a me and a you. Through by consciousness, through that individual expression. And that's what takes place as you follow your practices and you follow the pointings to rest in the heart, rest in the heart, be still, be still. I know sometimes I sound like a broken record, but that's what it is, the resting in the heart, the looking out from the heart, meaning you're looking out from a place of non-duality. You're looking out from a place of there is no me's and no you's and no others. There is just consciousness, which is self. Right? Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, Mom. Any other questions or comments? How did you like our bell this morning? Finally. I am still hoping.
I didn't hear a bell, Mary. Did you play a bell? No,
the bell
we don't
doesn't
hear it.
Come through.
You can't hear it?
No, it doesn't come. Not
on
Zoom.
On Zoom, Mary, there's a special thing you can do if you want to play some music or something. Otherwise, it mutes all background. The new Zoom mutes
really?
all background. Yes. But there is a place, there is a I think
so
under enable, you got to enable original. No, we can't hear it. Nope.
No. That is so weird.
No.
It is.
Well, they've really improved Zoom to make it so that we're not hearing background noises, but if you want to hear it, there's a way to enable
Okay,
it
well,
if you want us to hear it.
yeah, maybe you can help me later then. Okay.
More technology, Mary.
Yay. I'd
Hear it. I'd love
Well, with every improvement, there's always something, right?
it.
Okay, I'm going to find it. Thank
We want the
you.
bell.
Yeah.
We want the sound effects.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Next week.
Yay.
Okay.
We hear it in the silence.
Oh.
In the ocean of silence.
The ocean of silence.
The deep, deep,
And the
deep
wave
ocean.
consciousness. Okay. Are we done for today? We're gonna call this one complete.
We got it.
I think
Yeah.
we did very good today. We did
I do
great.
too.
You
I
guys
do
are
too.
so beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Let us pray. Most beloved self, I give thanks and appreciation for the blessings of this day, for the love of presence and the grace of being. I am grateful that I am, and I am happy and content in being. Thank you, most beloved self. Amen. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
I ring it for me.